I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The borderline, as we just heard, that's where it begins. The moments that change our lives always begin with a line that we must cross, a barrier, real or imagined, a dare, spoken or implied, a step that we must take that propels us into something new and leaves not just where we were, but who we were behind. I've imagined that line in so many different ways throughout my life. When I was a child, it was a line that you had to cross in the snow as you were propelled down Manzer's Hill right before you hit the river, hoping that it was frozen, stealing your courage as the sled hit the slope and swallowing your fear so that the other boys wouldn't see. When I was an adult, that line that I had to cross was in the air. It was between Holly and me as we made promises that we prayed we'd keep with God's help, knowing that our lives would never be the same again, and that line vanished as we became one flesh. Most recently, the line I had to cross was in faded blue linoleum, the line that crossed an operating room floor in a maternity ward. As I waited for a new life to burst forth and waited for the first moment to cradle sheer giftedness in my arms. I crossed that line twice, actually. It still feels like both yesterday and 1,000 years ago at the same time. But always there was a line. Always a step I had to take, a risk I had to make. And I believe that we all have those lines to cross, and that those lines are drawn by the hand of God. And when we are healthy and whole, we see the lines that God draws for us for what they truly are. Invitations that lead us to discover what we have been promised all along. Invitations to something new and wonderful. Steps towards abundant life. Open embraces beckoning us into the arms of endless possibilities. But when we are broken or sick in spirit, we see the lines that God draws as a threat, as a barrier that is before us. A blanket of fear that binds us in an inert paralysis, or a darkness that threatens to swallow us whole. But however we approach that line, always, in every pivotal moment, there is the hand of God drawing a line and inviting us to become who we are intended to be. Mark knew this so well. He knew that it was so much a part of our lives that he talks about it over and over again in his gospel. Through different people in different places, there it is again and again. The hand of God drawing a line, begging us to take that step, or daring us to take one more step, depending on whether we arrive at that line in hope or despair, depending on whether we are in need of encouragement or repentance. We are still only in the first chapter of Mark's gospel, and this is the third time that the line has been drawn. It all began at the Jordan, a river in the desert. The river itself is like a line between the known and the unknown, a line between civilization and the wilderness, a line between what we trust and what we fear. The Jordan River is like a line drawn in the sand by the hand of God. It's the place where the first waters of the first baptism flowed, and it's where our baptisms began. And John the Baptist himself was the first to see that line that God had drawn, the first to see what that river meant, the first to see that even the Son of God had to cross that line, to make that move, to take that plunge. It's a plunge that we all must take. Baptism, a vow that we all should make, to follow God into the unknown and find abundant life, or stay behind, watch from the sidelines, and never truly grasp the fullness of life that God has in store for us. Always a choice there is with God. John the Baptist saw all of it. He was the first to see the line that God had drawn in the sand. And Jesus, God incarnate, crossed that line. And every moment after that, Jesus has been crossing lines that we draw in the sand. Limitations we impose on ourselves or others. Lines between keeping ourselves safe and risking to love the other. Lines between the truth that must be brought to light and the lies that we hide in the darkness. And the ultimate line, the line between life and death, Jesus crossed that line too. And so will we, but without fear, I hope. Then last week in the gospel, one line of text later, Jesus crossed another line. He said to anyone who would listen, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And some did listen. They saw what others who were afraid could not see. They saw that the line that Jesus had drawn was an invitation. So they followed. And Jesus asked some others to follow him too. He asked everyone to follow him, as it turns out, even us. Well, especially us. That's the point, isn't it? Why did he ask us to follow? Probably because, more than anyone who has ever been, he could see God. Because he was God. He could see how wide those arms were outstretched, the arms of the Father. He could see how welcoming that embrace could be. He could see how the path to God was filled with possibility. If only we could swallow our fear and cross that line that God draws in our lives. And so we come to today's gospel, only 21 verses later, little more than a couple of paragraphs, really. And a line is drawn again. First, Jesus steps across it. He goes to Capernaum. And all the Jews who thought that the good news was only for them have their expectations swept away. Because now Jesus is inviting everyone to cross that line, to take that step into the kingdom of God, the place where love makes all things possible. And he goes into the synagogues and he teaches them about taking those steps, crossing the line that God draws. He speaks to them like a lover or a best friend, because he wants them to hear without being afraid, so that they can cross the line and be where he is and see what he sees, God. And then the inevitable happens. We draw our own line. In our fear or our brokenness, we limit ourselves or others. We shame or deny or justify with such skill so that we can stay in the place where it is safe, so that we don't have to cross the line between what we are and what God is inviting us to become. Like the man with the unclean spirit in today's gospel, we challenge the invitation. We see the line that God draws as something we could not possibly cross. Even although we have come to the river as Jesus did, we are afraid to cross the line and accept God's invitation to become who we really are. We cling to our doubt or our sin, the uncleanness in our spirit, because sometimes it's all we know, because it's always safer on this side of the river. Why are we always afraid to take that next step, to go deeper, to come out on the other side? I don't know. But I know that it's okay. Because at all times and in all places, over and over again in our lives, God is drawing a line, inviting us to cross and enter God's kingdom, the place where righteousness and peace kiss each other, as the psalmist says, the place where we become what we are meant to be. John the Baptist made the path straight so that we could see that line for what it really is, a step towards wholeness, an invitation that brings us nearer to God. And Jesus helps us to cross that line, to see God and to be with God. And if we can only arrest our restless and unclean spirits, if we just answer yes with one voice, rather than listening to the legion of conflicted voices that dwell within us, then we will have the courage and the strength and the passion to cross that line. So as you leave this gathering today, know that you are being invited to go deeper, to live the fullness of your baptism, to leave behind the limits that you place on yourself and become what God intends you to be, to cross the line that is drawn by the hand of God. Amen.